I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. Today, I am inspired to mindfully explore the concept of fear with you. And the question that arose to me during my walk this morning was, what do you fear? What do you fear? And immediately after that, I was reminded of a saying, an acronym that FEAR stands for, which is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. And so I would like to explore that idea with you mindfully. So just by taking a deep breath in through your nose, holding it for a few seconds, and exhaling through your mouth, I invite you to call to mind a fear that you have felt lingering within you, that arises in inopportune times, a fear that seems persistent or nagging, and just hold that in your awareness. Simply through observing it, we don't hold that fear in our bodies. We just hold an image of the idea as something separate from ourselves. See the fear just as an idea, a concept that, because of your awareness of it, we can explore. And we can think of being mindful as just being conscious or aware of something. So having an awareness of this concept, this fear, allows us to understand it. And in the context of that fear, that idea, I invite you to imagine that this idea is something that is false, that it's false evidence appearing real, that it's simply a projection of a future state that we don't want to happen, that our mind is giving us this projection, this fear, this idea, with the thought that we can prepare ourselves if it happens. But that's also false. Right now, we're just going to recognize this fear as something that is just an idea that's based on what we don't want to experience. It's just a concept. It's just a thought. It's an illusion. It's an illusion that's also based on a perspective of the past, which is also an illusion. And in this present moment of now, we have an opportunity to mindfully recognize the fear as an idea, as a thought, as a wisp of air. It is only through our attention that that fear, that thought, gets power. So for now, we're just going to observe the fear with a kind of disinterest, a recognition that it's based on an illusion, that it's a projection. It's simply a play of light. It's something that just appears and disappears. And when we recognize the fear for what it is, we begin to understand that our attention to the idea starts creating a feeling that gets experienced in the body. So we're unconsciously eating our fear. We're consuming the fear, and it's manifesting in a form of disease in the body, stress, unwellness. And just think of disease as dis-ease, that you're not at ease when you're consuming the fear. So the opportunity is to mindfully just consider it as a concept, as an idea. Return to the present moment and recognize that the fear is just an imagination. It's an imagined idea about what could happen. It's not a reflection of what is. And so in this moment of now, we have an opportunity to look around at what is. Look at the beautiful seeds that you have planted in your life. Look at how those seeds have begun to bloom. How you might be seeing early leaves and sprouts, or maybe even a bud of a flower that is beginning to open. These are different seeds that you have planted that are now being experienced as a form of progress. So redirect your attention to those blooming seeds. See the reality of what you have sown in your life and see how that is reaping. Give gratitude and thanks for these beautiful new beginnings that are starting to arise. Place your energy back into the now. Through the mindful consideration of the fear-based concepts, we begin to see more and more that we don't want to live in that illusion. We want to live in the reality of now. And that is most beautifully experienced when we take a moment to appreciate the gift of life, the gifts that life is delivering to us now in this moment. All of the things that are going well. And I'm inspired to read a couple of pages from my latest book, Finding Freedom Where You Are, that came to mind about this topic. And the pointing is, be fearless. And the accompanying perspective is as follows. Faith and fear cannot coexist. If there is fear, increase your faith. Fear is a thought, a worry that things may not happen as we want. Faith is trust. We accept what is and take the next right step based on current conditions without being trapped in past and future focused thoughts and feelings. Continue to return to the present moment. When we give up the illusion of control, there is nothing to do except what the moment requires. Faith is freedom. So when we trust, when we see the flower blooming, we trust that the soil, the sun, the water is giving the flower all of the ingredients that it needs. We don't continue to uproot the flower every day. We don't disturb the soil and replant it in a new pot every day. We give it time. We have trust that the conditions that we've created for that flower will allow it to bloom. So we have an opportunity to apply that same trust in our own lives. We consciously and mindfully plant seeds in this moment. We recognize the seeds that we've already planted, and we tend to those seeds mindfully, with care, with a conscious awareness of what those different seeds need to bloom. We faithfully apply the water. We give the seed the sun that it needs. And most importantly, we give it the space and the time that it needs to manifest and to grow. And we trust that it will bloom in its own time. So when we recognize our ideas, our fearful ideas, as concepts, as the thing that we don't want to happen, we can shift our energy to what we do want to happen. And we can give the energy, the water, the sun, the love, to what we do want to happen. And in this way, our steps are ordered so that our actions in the present reflect the flowers that we want to bloom in the future. So our great opportunity is to recognize the fear is false, and then give our energy to what we want to happen. Give the love, the attention, the presence, the support to those seeds. To those seeds that are already in bloom. Apply love and care. And know that soon you will be in a garden of beautiful flowers that you have tended to mindfully with your attention. A garden of flowers of the things that you want to be experiencing. And recognize the opportunity to experience all of those things is not in some imagined future moment. It's right here and right now. So as you recognize the gifts in your life, the blooms in your life, just remember that they represent something that you once wished for. So when we mindfully appreciate all of the blessings that we have in this now moment, we shift our energy. We live in this present moment. We experience the joy, the bliss, and the love that is real in this now moment. And we live free. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.